Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, Head Pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message. We wait
for you. Let's say a word of prayer. Eternal Father, thank you. We are grateful for your word, even in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And everybody said an amen. The Lord bless you. I would want us to immediately get into the word of God. And like I've said, I want you to pay attention to the things we have been saying within the spirit. It's very, very important. We started the journey of the blessing. This 6 months that we started after the COVID. I'm trying to do July, August, September, October, November, December, teaching you about the blessing. Nothing but the blessing. So that you are programmed for next year. The real effects, whatever we experience within these 6 months, are a foretaste of what really is going to happen to us.
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God wants to program your mind in a particular way. And I started by teaching you about the blessing within your spirit. And we said that the blessing within your spirit has two expressions, the same coin, but two sides to the same coin, which is being born of the word and being born of the spirit. Those are the two sides of the same coin, which is the blessing you have received in your spirit. I explained and said that with the blessing which comes by being born of the word, it is also expressed in two ways. First, when the word of God comes to you, you are empowered as blessed. Because the Bible said, he called them gods unto whom the word of God came. Then I went further to explain that beyond people just having God's word and running with it. Because even unbelievers in the Old Testament, some received God's word and they ran with it. Somebody like Cyrus, he's not a believer. God stated categorically, he said, though you don't know my name, I have surnamed you and called you, that when you show up, gates and doors will open, and the two leaf gates will open before you, and I will guide you to even have riches in darkness and treasures in darkness. Not a born again man, he's not born again, but God's word came to him. And God's word used him. So anybody at all, whoever they are, once the word of God comes to them, they receive a level of government, authority and control. Once God's word has come to them. Secondly, I said within the blessing of the word is when you are born. This one, the word is not just coming to you. The word is recreating you, giving birth to you. So this one only happens when you are a believer. When you lift your hands and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then we can say, according to John 1:12, that you who believe, he gave the right to become the sons of God, not born of flesh, nor the will of a man, nor of blood, but born of God. Beloved, what manner of love the Father has shown unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. Peter also said, I explained this. Peter also said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So when the word of God in the second dimension gives birth to you, then I said that that birth is spiritual. Your spirit now has life. It has come alive. And your spirit does not have a problem. I am saying it again. Your spirit doesn't have a problem. It is just like taking a good maize and planting the maize in the soil. A good maize. Which variety has been tested to be the best? And you plant it, you expect what? Take shape the way you want. It has its own structure within it. You don't make the mango tree, the seed, It doesn't become what it is because you like. No. Once it is planted, it will grow like a mango tree. Unless somebody has tampered with the seed, which is an agricultural process whereby you can combine different seeds until you can take something that is in this and bring it to this. How many of you have ate the mango that is very big? We call it what? Chalo mango. It is not the usual kind of mango we eat. Our own in Africa, in the tropical regions, it looks small, like my fist, small like this. You need a lot. But the chalo one, you buy one, you can cut it, eat some in the morning, drink some afternoon. Why? Somebody has what? Produce and added some few things to manage it. So that the seed is producing like that. It's the same way with the word of God. Now when you are born, there are things that come with the word of God. But because you have not taught properly, people feel like they are spiritual, they are born again, and they think they are cursed. Once you get born again, the only curse you can come under as a believer on this earth is the curse you bring on yourself when you trust man. He says, curse is the man that trusts what? Man. So when you trust men, you put your destiny under the power of failure. But aside that, which is your own choice, because the Bible said, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. So this word gives birth to you. Now you are born. Then I move into the second aspect of being blessed spiritually. And I said, the other side is that now you don't take the characteristics just of the word, but now you begin to take the characteristics of the spirit. So that is called being born of what? The spirit, which is the same thing, but being expressed in what? In two different ways. So with that, the fruits of the spirit are normal. They are not strange. The giftings of the spirit, the expressions of the spirit are normal. That is being born of what? The spirit. So everything that is in the spirit becomes yours by birth. It is just like Dr. Stephen giving birth. And when he gives birth, you can do DNA test today. I can say that Dr. Stephen's daughter is my daughter. And make noise about it, shout about it. When we get to the court, they will say we should do what? DNA test. What are they trying to do? They are trying to go deep down. There is something in your body. There's some fluid, small one. When they take it out and they compare what is in you and what is in your daughter, and they do the test, they will see that what is in you and what is in your daughter is what? Is the same. It's the same way with the Spirit of God. What we are saying is that when you are born of the Spirit and we take the Spirit and they take you, your spirit, and they do a test, now they are going to find. So let me ask you, is sickness in the spirit? Your mind is coming alive now. See, this is where we have all gone. We have gone so far thinking that we are ordinary until you change your mind, your Christian life. And you know, for me, I need to tell you some few things. You see, let me open my heart and talk to you, because this is a ministry that I am heading. So I can say anything at all here. There are places I can't say anything, because what they teach and what we are teaching, I can't say. So when I go, like I met a pastor. The pastor was talking to me. He said, Apostle, do you know that for ministry, you must really suffer? There are a lot of afflictions. What do you think I will say? This is an elderly pastor. Somebody who can be my spiritual father. Who has done the work for 50 years. I have started, so I can't say anything. So what will I say? I said, I will never say yes. No, never. No, that is his experience. That is him. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It doesn't end there. But the Lord delivers him from some. From them all. So if he is afflicted and he has not been delivered, whose problem is it? Is it God not delivering? Bible, you stay. There is so much chaff outside there. Because it takes a lot of study to clear the chaff. And study is not easy. Solomon said, in much learning is weariness of the flesh. When we take the spirit and we take you and we do a a DNA test of the word and of the spirit, and we do a DNA test of what is in your spirit, we are going to come out with the results. If I made noise and they did the test, they will find out that the child corresponds to Dr. Stephen 99.99%, because they don't want to say 100%. When they test it with me, it will be 0.0. Imagine when we get there and we realize that Mrs. Nwokpo Gabson, after the test, they realize that dog's percentage with the child was 0.00. And they realize that apostle me, mine was 99.99%. Immediately it tells the court that Ayele one cheated, two, I cheated and went behind dog. So the child that he thinks is his is not actually his child, but it's mine. You imagine something like that. That is what a lot of believers are behaving. That is their way. They are denying their DNA. What they are, they are denying. What they are denying. Sickness cannot dwell in your body. Your spirit is healthy, sound, and well. I am taking you a step further in your faith. It's what we should have been taught the day we got born again. So that we can stand in our home, confront any power of our home, and declare that once we are born again, if any man whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, we can look at the curse, our lineage, the cycles, the buttons, the bloodline, and declare that we are not part of this line. We are part of this DNA. I am born of God. My DNA agrees with the word of God, and my DNA agrees with the spirit of God. Let me say this in passing. This pulpit is a high pulpit. I want you to pay attention. This one is high. I need to be careful who I make stand here. Because what I teach, I can't bring anybody to teach something that is contrary. It takes a lot for a man to mine in God's word. So I am very cautious. I was explaining yesterday to Doc and another Doc and Pastor Calvin. I explained to them. I said, look, this is the reason why ministries like Christ Embassy closed their system. Ministry like Lighthouse closed their system. Because when you get a message that you don't want dilution, you shut your doors until the message is so settled that it becomes a spirit within the service and a spirit within your members. No wonder today, when Christ Embassy opened up, their singers are on top, pastor on top, workers on top, because they have worked it, had the same thing over and over. Sickness can't dwell in me, can't dwell in myself, it can't be in my home. You keep hearing it, then it programs your future. Today we are looking at the instruction in the blessing, meditation. See, this is why I always thank God for Prophet Achumanase. Because he has the finest word. Thank God I passed you. Because there is so much chaff that it can program yourself. And I mentioned the last time what was said to the man Jonah. He says that any man that observes lying vanity, he forsakes his own mercy. So when you are taught lies and you listen to lies, what they are doing is that the mercy that God has set in place for you, you forsaking it by yourself. A lot of unbelief in church is as a result of unbelief which is taught. To correct wrong teaching is more difficult when you are under a wrong doctrine, a wrong teaching. It's so difficult to correct because your mind has accepted it as what? As true. And you will need to first unlearn. You can't learn until you unlearn. After unlearning, then you relearn. And that is the process towards the renewal of the mind. I'm going to read three scriptures for you. I need to download this thing into your spirit. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:2-3, 1 Timothy 4. We can read from 13-15. Write these scriptures also down as supporting text. Write Romans 8. Let's start from 4. 4 to like 7. Main emphasis 6. James 1, 7 and 8. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Let's read and begin. Let me just read the first 3. Joshua 1, 8 says, instruction. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your heart. Is that what he said? What did the Bible say? It shall not depart where? Instruction number 1. It shall not depart what? Out of thy mouth. But thou shall what? Meditate therein day and night. What is the second instruction? Meditate on it what? Sometime. Day and what? And night. That what? When you meditate in it day and night, automatically you will begin to observe, to do according to all that is written therein. Color is explaining what he has said. What will happen to you if you do it? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have a what? So good success is connected to what? Two things: declaring the word on your lips, and what? Meditation. That's the first scripture. Psalm 1, 2, and 3. But his delight is where? In the law of the Lord. And in his law, does he meditate what? Day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruits in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. How? Meditate what? Day in and what? A night. If you do that, one, you won't miss your season. Men who miss their season are not in meditation. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. His leaves shall not wither. It's a function of the benefit of what? Meditation. Let's go on. 1 Timothy 4:13. Till I come, give what? Give attendance to what? You are always on Facebook, always on Instagram, always reading Ghana Web, Twitter. You are always on WhatsApp. You are reading all the things you can read. They said there is a breakout in Tema. You're like, what is it? What breakout? Come. You open it. You read a little. You are just there. Something drops on the WhatsApp. 10 ways to die quickly. You click it. What are they talking about? Then you click it. Bam. Number one, when you think too much, you say, ha, but can this one to kill me? Then you read a little. You are getting into it. You are just there. Then you just come. Bam. The benefits of water. Then you click it. Bam. Then you read first one. You say, I must increase my drinking of water. Other than that, I won't be healthy. Bam! Then you click again. 10 ways to identify when you are going to get stroke. You click. Bam! Hot temperature of your body. You touch your body. When you feel a tingling sound or sensation going on your left side. You say, hey! The last time I was talking to a friend, he said, I feel a pain at my back. I said, your back? What is it? He said, this is a symptom of kidney failure. I said, where did you find? He said, Apostle, you must read. You must read. I said, brother, I don't waste my stuff with chaff like this. Oh, I should go and read this. I said, what have you gotten about it? Now you are here. You have kidney. Should I pray for you? He said, yes. I said, I'm not praying. The last time I was there, then they dropped something on WhatsApp. Pa! When I opened it, I saw they said somebody had passed on. Pa! Then they just wrote. How the young are dying this day. I just I pushed out. I went and looked for a scripture, and ye shall have long life. I had the Lord will satisfy you with long life. After reading it for 2 minutes, I came back. When I came back, come and see them on the page. We must all be careful. We must organize a prayer meeting on the page. I was there. The Holy Ghost said, observe. After 3 hours, on their page. When I went back, somebody has sent a smiley. We are enjoying it today. They have forgotten the guy had died. They have sowed the seed for their fear and just left it. The next time they get small issue, they'll go back to the young. It will come without they talking about. Nobody will program. It will just come. It will show up. This is because people are already in meditation with evil. You are constantly here. You are meditating evil. Everything around us, there is all darkness all around. So for negative meditation, people are practicing. You don't need time at all. The Bible says the word is, when you worry, you are meditating. Worrying is meditation. But it is meditation in the wrong thing. How many of us don't worry? Which means that about 98% of us. Yesterday I received a call. Somebody said, Apostle, I need to talk to you about something urgently. I said, what is it? He said, I went to the hospital and I am pregnant 4.5 weeks. I went to the hospital and the doctor said, I said, what did they say? He said that they said my previa is low. I said, so? He said, so that means that they'll operate on me on the 37th week. I said, which week are you in? 18 weeks. So you're 18 weeks and you're worried about 37 weeks. He said, Apostle, I didn't think about it like that. I said, yes. We are not even there and you are programming yourself. Expect something to happen. These ones, they happen without anybody telling you. At your bank account, there is no money in. Then you look at your rent that is coming. You are already in meditation. But just that you are meditating in the wrong thing. Look at the COVID. Then you look at your work, how they are laying some people off. Then you begin to think, hey, what if it touches me? You are already meditating towards the wrong. This one we are already practicing. But Jesus wants us. I am going to read the scripture, then I begin to talk to you. Jesus wants us to purposely take our mind and put our mind on the spirit. Glory to God. Till I come. Tendance to what? To reading, to what? Exhortation, to what? To doctrine. 14. Neglect not what? The gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. With what? With the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Pay attention now. Meditate upon these things. Semicolon is expanding the statement. Give thyself wholly to them. When you do that, what will happen to you? Your profiting will appear to all men. Do you want to? I was telling them that even those who play basketball, Michael Jordan, the good guys in basketball, Magic, the dribbler, Johnson, Messi, the dribbler, all these people, by practice, because there are three words, two in the Hebrew, you can get it on the slide later, two from the Hebrew, one from the Greek, which means that meditation is to muse, to ponder, to take a thing, to go over it in your mind, over and over and over. Meletao, which is the Greek, says that to practice, to study. So when you practice and practice, you are meditating. And these guys have practiced and practiced and practiced that when today they stand behind the ball, you know that per adventure there will be a what? There will be a goal. It's like they are playing basketball in the last minutes. You know who to give the ball to. You know who to give it to, because once you give them the ball, wherever they are, even if they are 10, they can throw it into the basket. Why? Practice. The Bible is saying that this is what you need to do as a Christian daily. Meditation. Let me define the Christian, not the Eastern. The Christian definition for meditation. It is the process of deliberately focusing on specific thoughts, such as Bible passage, and reflecting on their meaning in the context of the love of God. When you get born again, you must decide deliberately to put your mind on the things that are in the word of God. Now, pay attention. You know what people put their mind on? You know, when somebody says, I am spiritual, do you know what we know to be spiritual? When somebody says, ask for this guy, he's spiritual. What is it? They talk about demons. They talk about the spirit with a sword. And how strange animals. Then when somebody, like, I come and say, I
said this one, I said that one, I said that one, and I saw a demon with a horn. Then people think that they are spiritual by that. That is what people think is spiritual. And that is what the majority of the church thinks is spiritual. That when I come, I look at the Jesus, I say, lady pastor, And when we're praying, I just saw this. Then it means I'm spiritual. No. Big no. But that is what the church thinks is spiritual. And some even think they're spiritual when they talk about the devil. And when they talk about what the devil is doing to them. You know, the last time I came on an attack, but I escaped it. The last 3 days, the devil tried to kill us, but I escaped it. Then they think that is spirituality. No. I'm going to say no again. Spirituality is the Holy Spirit and everything that relates to the Holy Spirit. Spirituality is the Holy Spirit. He is the source of everything spiritual. For God is a spirit, and the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. So the Holy Ghost first. When we say somebody is spiritual, he should be somebody that knows the Holy Spirit. If he does not know the Holy Spirit, he is not spiritual a bit. If he is not a Christian, he cannot have life. He is dead. But if he is a child of God, so one is the Holy Spirit and the relationship of the Holy Spirit to every other thing which is spiritual makes it spiritual.
So Sydney Quay will be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube at Shekinah Avenue. Continues.
When you take your own mind and you put your mind on one, the Holy Spirit, two, on what the Holy Spirit has done to your spirit within you, and three, you put it on the word of God. Jesus said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So if you are looking for spirit, it is not I saw a snake. No. It is knowing the word that is spirit. You see what I am saying now? I see visions for your information. I have seen heaven several times. I've seen the throne of God. I've seen the living creatures. I have seen things. I have been under the sea, seen things. So when I hear people, that's why things don't move me. Saw what is under the sea, saw the city under the sea. But do you hear me talk about it? Never. What pride will I get in it? That is not the gospel. I don't talk about it. But I have seen it. I have seen the elders. I have seen things, but that is not what makes a man spiritual. The source of the spiritual is your knowledge of the Holy Spirit, your knowledge of what has happened to you in your spirit, and the knowledge of the word of God. If you don't have this, you are not spiritual anything. And what God expects from you is to take your mind and put it on these three things. When you take your mind and you put your mind on the Holy Ghost and on what has happened to you in the spirit and what has happened with the word of God, when you do that, the Bible then says that you are spiritually minded. You are minding the things of the spirit. And the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 6 that to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. Carnal doesn't mean sin. Carnal means flesh and senses. When all your mind is on is what you see, what you hear, and all what you feel, what you smell, what things take like. He said, when you do this, you will die. You will have death. Nothing will work around you. Nothing will work in your business, your finances, your family. When this is all you put your mind on, and a lot of Christians, that's all they think. They think about what is happening in their job, happening with their children, and all they see. Once you do that, he said that your end is a law. This thing is a law. If you put your mind on these natural things, so you look at CNN, you look and say, the world is coming to an end, you'll be more confused. Fox FM, Al Jazeera, BBC, Sky. When we ask you, you say, as for me, I am a news guru. He said that if you are carnally minded, you will die. It is an assurance. It is a prophecy. It is a path. But he said that if you can take your mind and put your mind on the spirit and the things that have happened to your spirit, If you can do that, he can assure you, you have life and you have peace. The peace you are looking for is not in heaven, it's on how you take your mind and put it on the spirit. If you can do that, because Timothy said, for God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, of what? But of what? Of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Let me give you the way it is, it will make sense to you. It is telling you, God has not put fear in your spirit. God has rather put power, love, and a sound mind in your spirit. Though there is a mind in the spirit that is sound, there is a mind in your soul that is not sound. Do you know the people who saw salvation? Salvation of the soul is not for unbelievers. Pay attention. The salvation of the soul is for believers. All the thing has been turned around. When we go, we say we are going to save souls. Read your Bible. Hebrews 10:38. Paul said that if we turn back, we are not of them that turn back unto perdition, but we are them that believe unto the saving of the soul. Believer, not unbeliever. James said, humble yourself and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your own. So salvation of the soul is for you. You the believer, you must save your soul. What you see, what you are hearing, what you feel, you must buy and win yourself from it, so that you can put your mind on the spirit. If you don't do that, you have frustration, disease, catastrophe, curses operating. But if you can do that, that's why he says that ye are not in the flesh, but ye are in the spirit. Therefore, if you can take your mind and put it on the Holy Ghost, take your mind, put it on the word of God, take your mind, it is your mind, it is nobody's mind, it is your mind. You can put it on the spirit. You are welcome to life and peace. James said, a man that is double-minded is unstable in all some of his ways. All his ways. Never let that man think he shall receive anything from God. He can never receive. Why? Double-minded. He is not paying attention to the sound mind in his spirit. He is paying attention to the carnal mind outside, paying attention to what he sees. It is time to make the shift, and the process of making the shift is called meditation. I feel the angels of God all around. Now, what has happened to your spirit? He says that if any man be in Christ, his spirit is a new creation. You pay attention to it. He said that if any man be in Christ, he is righteous. You pay attention to it. He said that if any man be in Christ, he is redeemed. His spirit is redeemed. His spirit is bought out of any curse, out of any power of the enemy. His spirit has been bought out. You pay attention. If you pay attention, you have life. What has happened to your spirit? Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith, you pay attention to the word. Cheer up, little children. I have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You pay attention. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You don't care about your certificate nor what is outside. I can do all things. My body is weak, but I can do all things. The men are against me, but I can do all things. How does it start? By reading. You must read. Read your Bible. Read it daily. Read it daily. You read. After reading, you study. After studying, you memorize. After memorizing, then you enter into meditation. You take it. And I'm going to show you how we do it now. Like I said, I practice the word. Hardly will you even see me sitting my wife down and opening scriptures. Hardly. Unless maybe I'm in a fast, or I want us to pray, then I open and show her. But aside that, every day is a lesson. What I say, what I do, how I sleep, everyone is a lesson. So sometimes we are chatting. Say, Apostle, I cannot say this. I cannot say this. I said, where did you see it? He said, I was looking at it. It's not like by opening. No, not by opening. Practice. So you can say, Apostle, there's nothing. I said, don't talk like that. He supplies all our needs according to his riches
in glory, even in Christ Jesus, then I will say, what you think has not been supplied is not yet our need. If it is something we need, it will be supplied. Because God is faithful. There was a time they diagnosed her with something. She called me. I was not in the country. I was outside. She called me, said, Apostle, this is what they said. I said, you know what to do. I said, yes. And she called back in after 6 hours in the morning. She said, Apostle, I said, how are you doing now? She said, I'm fine. I said, what did you do? She said, I remember the word. I went over the word. And I went over the word again. And I settled in my heart that only the word of God is the truth. Pay attention now. I am going to do a practical one now. Nobody can do that for me. I want this thing to sink in. I am going to show you something now. Solomon. Maybe you read a scripture. Let me give you some combined scriptures and practice it now so that you know it. Matthew 28:18. I started on Friday. Luke 10:19. Luke 9:1 or Luke 10:1. So now let's I want to practice, show you a demo, a physical demonstration now. Is it? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all what? All power. The word that we said is what? Authority. All authority is what? Is given unto me in where? In heaven and earth. I just read this. Luke 10:19. I've read it. I'm practicing, so you follow. I have read it. I have studied it. I have memorized it. Luke 10:19. Behold what? I give unto you what? Power. This is also authority. It's exousia. Behold, I give unto you authority to what? To tread on what? On serpents and what? Scorpions and over all the abilities. That power is not authority. The abilities of what? Of the enemy. And nothing shall by what? By enemies what? Hurt you. Look. Then, you see, Luke is explaining it better. So in this text, you will see both. He said, then he called his 12 disciples together and what? He gave them abilities and he gave them what? Authority. Over what? Over all devils. So I have read this. I get into a quiet place where I am not distracted. Then I call back these three texts I have read in my mind. I put my mind, I deliberately focus on what? These three things. I want to practice so that you see it. So you can do it at home. I bring my mind. Okay. Jesus said. So remember, meditation is pondering over. The word is to be absorbed in thought. To be in deep thoughts, pondering over until you are saying. You say it back to yourself. Think about it, say it back to yourself. Then it keeps going until it becomes a declaration or a confession. So I take it in. Jesus said, behold. Behold. So I should what? Behold. I am showing you. Take every word a step at a time. Jesus said, behold. Okay. So I should what? If you don't have a dictionary, put a dictionary by your side. This is life and death. So you do it well. Open it. What is behold? To pay close attention. So Jesus is telling me to what? Pay close attention. Okay. Behold, I give unto you authority. Okay, what is authority? Jurisdiction, liberty, rights. Okay, so Jesus said, as you behold, he has given me, okay, I have received and been meditation. So the word is already coming alive. It is not for Matthew now. The word is now for who? For me. So I receive it. I receive authority. What authority is this? What authority is he giving me? I
have received all authority where? I have all authority where? All authority in heaven and where? And on the earth. Behold, now go. So who has all authority? And who has all authority in heaven and on earth? Jesus has it. And he has given it to who? To me. So what? I have all authority where? So I have right to move heaven. I have liberty to command. On earth and in heaven. When I speak, they will move. Because Jesus has, I am meditating. So then I look on the earth. Then I see that my job is not going well. I declare in the name of Jesus, by this authority, I move things in my favor. I have already begun. I am meditating. Behold, I give unto you authority. Tread on serpents. You have the right and the liberty, Sydney, to tread on serpents and scorpions. What is happening is that now the word written is speaking to me, and I'm speaking back to the word. It is no more look. This is the process of what? Meditation. Tread on serpents and scorpions. Are there scorpions in the world? Yes. Are there snakes in the world? Yes. I have some in my home. I have some at my job. I have some in my family. But what is the instruction? Tread on them. Okay, Lord, I am ready now. Nothing in my home can harm me. Then he follows on and say, and nothing shall by what? By any means hurt me. So now I take the word and I begin to declare, sickness can't hurt me. Death can't hurt me. Death can't hurt me. Curses can't hurt me. Lies can't hurt me. You can lie as much as you want. It can't hurt me. Plots can't hurt me. Schemes can't help me. Projections can't help me. Then I am on it still. I am going on and on. The whole day I am on this. The whole day. Then I remember the instruction. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. I declare, behold, I have received power. I tread on scorpions and serpents. You don't even pray against them when you mature higher, because you realize that he said you shall tread on them. When you pray against them, it's to cast them out. I am teaching you what Bible is saying. You shall cast out. The word is you shall force them out. You shall eject them. You shall compel them to leave. I have this authority. I don't say there is a demon in my family. I eject them out of my body, out of my cell, out of my neighborhood. I get them out by the authority that is in me. This is where I want to leave you. You take your mind. You put your mind on the word. Behold, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come. A lot of people don't pay attention to it. They don't know who the precious Holy Ghost is. Do you know what you have received in the person of the Holy Ghost? You stay to it. The first time he showed up, God was able to create the earth. The next time he showed up in his fullness, Jesus went out as the Son of God. Halamo Shatakahaya. The next time he showed up again, men that were fishermen, men that had no knowledge, they could turn the world upside down. Is it the Holy Spirit that has come upon you? He said, Jesus told them, he said, tarry, don't go anywhere. Instructions. He said, tarry in Jerusalem. They were 500. When Jesus gave the instruction, they were 500. But by the time the Holy Ghost came, they were 120. Where did the 380 go? Instructions. Instructions. Saul, go ahead of me. The Lord has chosen you as a king. Go and wait for me. When I come, I will sacrifice and anoint you so that you can go and battle. By the time the prophet delayed some few days, then Saul said, I forced myself and I sacrificed. Then the prophet said, oh Saul, where did you do this? He said, the people, the pressure. Don't let anything pressure you. Stay with the word. It didn't end there. He progressed from this foolishness. God brought him instruction again. Say, Saul, go. When you get to the land of the Amalek, kill everything in there, from women, men, children, animals, slay everything with the sword. Then he got there. He does not pay attention to instruction. Look, he gets there. They kill some. They leave some. And he rejoiced. When the prophet came, then the prophet had sheep in the camp. There is a sword. What is this noise I hear? He said, oh, the men thought that we can sacrifice them. They look fat. We can sacrifice it to the Lord. And the prophet said, so obedience is better than sacrifice. Rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. So then the prophet walked and took the sword. He pulled his sword, walked into the tent, saw the king of Amalek. Then he pushed it into his belly, slew him and killed him. The prophet did that. Then the prophet turned to leave. Then Saul realized that he had played with an instruction that he should not have played with. Then he held on to the skirt of the man of God. And the prophet pulled his skirt. Then the skirt tore. Then the prophet turned and said, thus saith the Lord, today I have torn the kingdom, taking it out of your hand, and I have given it to a man that is better than you. Instruction. We are dying out here today because a man by name Adam could not just obey a simple instruction. Thou shalt not eat from the fruit. The day you eat, you shall die. This is how delicate instructions are. And the instruction we are learning today is that thou shalt meditate on the word day and night. Give yourself wholly to it. Then your prophecy shall appear unto all men. You want all men to see? Meditate. Meditate on the Holy Ghost. I said he is not a commoner. When he comes, he will take you. The Holy Ghost doesn't do common work. The Holy Ghost cannot do common work. The Holy Ghost does special work. He can make your business the best the whole globally. The Holy Ghost is that powerful, my brothers and sisters. He can make a man become a world phenomenon. A murderer converted to Paul. He becomes a man that carries the gospel. Like John, when a man meditates, gives himself to the Spirit. I am not yet to receive the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost. Abilities are here. I can marry. I can marry and stay married. I can go beyond my marriage and stay faithful. I can stay in my marriage and be loyal. Abilities have come. I can make this company as small as it is. I can make it to become like a globe. I have that ability. Son Talabahatas. I have Derim Atabrantes. You are sitting on God, man. I prophesy. If you can take the word and know that this is the year of the blessing, and give your heart to it, give your prayers to it, that this is the year of the blessing. If there is a blessing anywhere, this year I will have it. Today you are going to bow your head as I'm ending my message, and you are going to pay attention to the word. You are sick. When you are sick, you are busily listening to doctor's report. You are busily reading about all your symptoms. You will die before your time. You see, when you are carnally minded, he said, is what? Death and what? You will fast track your death. You will fast track it. You will fast track it. You will die quickly because your mind is on the wrong thing. But if you put your mind on the Spirit, you meditate on it. There was a young lady who had cancer. They diagnosed her. All of a sudden, she walked to my office, apostle. This is what I have. This is what they said I have. I said, you don't have it. It's not in your spirit. She said, yes, sir. You know what I did? I gave her a book in the form of audio. I said, get this. Play it in the morning. Play it in the afternoon. Play it at evening. Sleep with it. Rise with it. Because when I look at your faith, you still need the assistance of medicine. So once I see that you need it, let us saturate your body. Medicate your body with the word of God. For the Bible said in Proverbs, don't let it depart from your eyes. Give your ears attentively to it. For when you do that, the word of God will be life to all of your flesh, medicine to all your flesh. And she went back. I will call her at night. I said, are you listening? She said, yes, sir. I said, are you listening? She said, yes, sir. listened for like a month while she was going through the process. When she was done, the doctor said, usually people don't respond this way. Why? She has medicated. This is the key to success, the key to a prosperous way. And I know the Holy Ghost is upon me. My life is set on a course for a work that no man can explain. I am meditating in it. You should meditate on it. Your home is on a course that no man can frustrate. No power of the hell or from the grave or the pit or a necromancer can gaze and look at your destiny. It is far beyond them. What they set against you, you shall survive it, dominate over it, and outlive it. Your rising shall be blessed. Your going out shall be blessed. Hey, and hey, and hey. Whatsoever he doeth, I have God as my God. I have God for my God. I have God in me as God. And I declare, Kalabasata. Hey, God, Abahayas. Lift your hand gently and speak in the language of the Spirit. As you are led in declarations, I am telling you, we are sitting on power. Hey, Gadesia, Tasia. What word comes to your heart? Lift your hand. Take a word now. Take a word from your spirit. What problem are you going through? Is it a promotion you are looking for? Take the word. It says, promotion does not come from the east or the west. The Lord is the judge. By him one person is brought down, and by him another person is lifted. Close your eyes now. If you need to open your Bible, open your Bible and read something. Something about your issue. Something about your life. Are you sick in the auditorium? Read something about health now and begin to think about it. I am showing you how power operates in this kingdom. And Jesus took the book, opened it and read. He found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. And when he read it, he said, this day, not tomorrow, the scripture is fulfilled. Think about something. Maybe you have not been in the faith for long. I have a scripture for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Think about it. Think about it. You are led in confessions. Speak in the language of the Spirit with the scripture. We
wait for you. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Remain blessed.